Welcome to the Envision Crystal Clear podcast. Your host, Lisa McGarrity. So you've said this about yourself. I will never say that, especially knowing what you're capable of, but you've called yourself the Long Island Witch.
I am a witch. That's the truth.
Why is there such a negative connotation with that? Is it simply because of the TV shows?
I think it started before the TV shows. I think we have this idea that, you know, witches were scary and put spells on people. We burnt them at the stake and we crushed them with stones in history, right? So it's this fear. It's the fear of somebody who's an outsider, somebody who's different, somebody who might have power. It can make people very unnerved.
I mean, we all read The Crucible in high school, and there was a severe paranoia to all witchcraft. I feel like it's still there today. We just can't burn people alive anymore.
It's frowned upon.
But it has the stigma of it hasn't really disappeared.
It does. I mean, I am careful out and about in the world. I think I told you once before, it's never the first thing I tell people about myself. Although it's a big part of who I am, I never say, hi, my name is Lisa, I'm the village witch. that's not what I generally do.
But you do wear crystals, I know, like, I have an amulet my mother gave me, and people ask about it all the time. What do you tell people that would look at that and go, oh, that's beautiful, what is that?
Oh, I just say, thank you, this is smoky quartz. No, I'm not afraid. I do tell people that I practice magic. I do tell people I own a store. I do tell people I work in the psychic arts. I definitely do. I just like for people to know me as a whole person first, to know, you know, also I like to cook and I grow a garden and I have a child and all those other parts of me are important too.
You know, for anybody that is interested in learning more about this type of stuff, the one question that I have being a radio DJ and people come out of the woodwork that never spoke to me in high school, but now they want Foo Fighters tickets. How do you handle in common, regular conversation? Oh, hey, Lisa, how you doing? I love that crystal. What can you tell me about what's going on with my husband today?
100%. That's so many of my casual conversations. If I can help, I will, but I don't like to walk around in the world wide open psychically. I really don't. I don't think that's a smart idea. So I might give little drops and little pieces if it's just casual conversation. And, you know, a lot of times people already know the answers to their own questions.
Yeah, I feel that. Often, and not just in the psychic world.
Right. They already know. They know. And sometimes they just need the reassurance and the confidence to trust what they already know is true.
I always said to myself, if a friend asks you, do you think my girlfriend, boyfriend is cheating? The answer is probably yes, if you're asking the question.
100%. By the time someone makes an appointment to come see me and they really believe that their partner is cheating, most likely they are. I hate to say it.
But as a medium, maybe they're relatives are the ones screaming it at you because they want them to know. But at the same time, there is information that perhaps somebody shouldn't know. So how do you get into their moral battle with a spirit that's trying to tell you something to relay to somebody else?
I mean, for the most part, if I hear it from spirit, I will say it. There's times I edit if it's very vulgar or if it's very intense. I might clean it up a little. And then I always say, I clean that up a little. And the person always laughs because they know how their uncle spoke or how their mom spoke, right? But yeah, I mean, if information is being revealed, I do generally pass it on. What I don't really talk about because I don't think it's helpful is like time of death. I don't think that's helpful. If someone really is betraying you and you're not ready to see the whole thing, it doesn't matter what I say, you won't see it anyway.
Yeah, it's a valid point, regardless of whether you're coming at this from a spiritual standpoint or not.
Correct.
But you walk into a store, there's a coffee shop down the street, you're a medium, you're a psychic, you're a healer. How do you filter out the noise when there's a million people around? Like, do you go to concerts?
I haven't been to a concert in a while for that reason. And sometimes I think, I need to do more again. I need to get out. But if I were to go to a very busy place like that, a Broadway show, a concert, someplace where there's thousands and thousands of people, I go in protected. So I'm like, you know, shields up all the way. Even, you know, my local Walmart is like shields up. Yeah. That's you know, put. So what I mean by that is kind of put up the white light, really have a thick kind of thick armor around me of light so that I'm not being attacked. I hate to say attacked. I'm not being intruded on by all the spirits that are wanting to talk.
So at Envision Crystal, you sell crystals, minerals, books, tarot cards, oracle, all of the things that can help us live the best life, avoid mistakes if possible, or at least limit the damage of things that are inevitable. I know that we spoke last time about our deceased loved ones that have our best intentions. They're always there, but maybe didn't give the best advice in life. So probably not the best advice in death. But spirit guides are different, right?
Spirit guides are different.
They're not related to us?
They're very often, most likely, not related to us. Although I do have a particular type of spirit guide that I believe everyone has, which is a blessed or sort of an extra ancestor, or we call them a divinely blessed ancestor. So that's someone in your family line who has evolved. And so they kind of have a bigger view of the whole entire family line, of the journey and the karmic mission of the family, and they will oversee. But it's not likely someone that you knew in life. So that would be someone perhaps five generations ago who is watching over you still from your DNA inheritance.
Like the head of the karmic table, sort of?
Head of the clan, yeah. Head of the clan, you know, no matter what nationality your clan might be.
But what does a spirit guide do for the average person? Are they around us, or they just show up when needed?
So it's my belief and my experience that spirit guides are always around us. So we can kind of lean into them when we're not sure, when we don't understand what's going on at any moment. Ask for guidance, ask for help, ask for protection. They will definitely be there to protect us. The thing about human life is we forget all the time we have free will. So that's great, except if we don't ask for help, we don't get it. So we have to ask. You can't just walk around, I think I'm guided. I hope I'm guided. You really do have to say, hey, guide me. Guide me. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, make it clear. And for me, because sometimes I'm a knucklehead and I don't always see things for my own life, right? I make mistakes. So I will actually say to my spirit guides, I need guidance and I need it to come in a way that is so loud and so clear that I will for sure receive it.
So is there a particular spirit guide that you need to reach out to, like this head of the table? Like, how do you know? Well, you can't see a spirit guide, so how do you know which one to reach out to, or you just make a blanket call?
You can make a blanket call. That's perfectly fine. If you're a meditator, you might see your spirit guides. They really might come visit you in meditation or in dream if that's something that you pay attention to. If you don't see them, you'll feel them or hear them in other ways sometimes. But yes, I think the easiest way to think about it when you don't know for sure is to presume you have at least one primary guide. And you can just talk to that guide and say, hey, listen, I don't know what's happening. I need clarity here. And the clarity will generally show up.
So what crystal would I wear to connect to my spirit guide or to amplify the connection?
So I think one of the best stones for amplifying a connection with spirit guidance would be lapis lazuli. It's a beautiful stone. It's a bright blue, kind of an indigo blue stone that's flecked with pyrite. And you can tell it apart from other blue stones because of that pyrite. It's like a little glimmering gold that you'll see running through the stone. That is a fantastic stone for opening up to divine intuition, to wisdom, and to spirit guides. So that's what I would carry.
Is there a certain place to carry it? Do you wear it around your neck? Do you keep it in your pocket?
I think any of those would work. I've been known to fall asleep with one, you know, on my forehead. But hey, that's me. Not everybody does the crazy stuff I do. But you can use it on your body. You can wear it. You can carry it in your pocket. But if it's touching your skin, that will give you the best benefit.
Yeah, I thought about that for a second. Is there not a quality, but a level of protection that the stones will give you if you use them in different ways or wear them in different spots?
Yes. If you're familiar with the chakra system, if you can, you know, this is the seven energy centers that kind of run through along the spine. If you want to affect a particular chakra, then a great way to do that is have the stone touch that chakra. You know, whether it's in meditation or if you happen to wear it around when you're out and about during the day, it'll make a big difference.
Now, I know there's seven, and then I think, didn't they discover two more, like Pluto's not a planet anymore? And
you know, for folks who really study this, I think there's hundreds, right? You know, if you look through these old Hindu diagrams that discuss the chakra system, there's the seven main chakras, and they correspond with glands and the hormone system, and that's one of the ways we understand them. And then an eighth has been talked about that's in between the heart and the throat for love and communication. And additional chakras are talked about for connecting to divine wisdom above your crown. But my understanding is that we have chakras throughout our whole body. So each fingertip, there are many in your hands, feet, knees, all different kinds of places have energy centers too.
Can you use your chakras to detect things like spirit guides around? Can your chakras vibrate in certain ways and let you know, hey, there's a spirit guide that's trying to tell you something?
Oh, for sure. I know if I'm in the company of someone who's not well, I will feel it, which is going to sound odd if you understand chakras, in my root chakra. I'll feel that energy of, oh, something's amiss. Someone's really physically not well. And that is an energy center that we know connects with vitality and physical energy. If my guides are coming close, I generally feel it at the back of my head, at the back of the throat, and over the crown. It's going to sound odd, but it's as though I can feel above my head, if that makes any type of sense. Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. I would think that that would be a guide or a...
Yes.
A ghost or something with me. How many guides are we on average supposed to have? Does everybody have like a set group?
Supposed to? I don't know how many we're supposed to. Like, am I missing a few? I think most of the people that I know that do spiritual work have at least 3 strong guides that help them.
Is there a particular role each guide plays?
For sure. You can have a guide, for instance, if you want to start a new career. Let's just say you want to learn something new at midlife and you want to make a change. You may at that point attract to you a guide that can give you information on that particular topic. Or if you are a person who's been really sad for a long time, you might attract to you a joy guide. That's a guide that will help you laugh and smile and have more fun. So whatever we need help with, we can have a spirit guide come in and help us with that.
So your guides aren't with you all through life. They can come at different points.
Some come and go. You will definitely have a primary spirit guide that will be with you from birth to death, similar to how Catholics describe a guardian angel that will always be there.
Yeah, my guide or angel or whatever you want to put it probably has a drinking problem after dealing with me for 44 years.
Well, perhaps.
Look, I think it's cool. I think that knowing more about this type of stuff can only add to an experience of life. And having a place like Envision Crystal where you can come and learn is an important tool. Do you also sell books on this type of thing?
We sell tons of books on all metaphysical topics. And when people ask me what I do, I often say I have a bookstore because that's a big part of what we do here.
And if you meditated with help of a book or with help of, you know, some advice that you gave, if the primary goal was to meditate to connect to spirit guides, would there be an extra crystal to use in meditation? And how would I communicate that that's what I wanted to connect with while I meditated?
So as you drop down into meditation, I would then take a moment after you've slowed your breath and calmed yourself down and gotten into the beginning of that altered state. I would definitely take a moment right there in that cusp place, the in-between zone, to make a statement of, it's my intention today to be in alignment with my own spirit guides. Make it real clear. You can use stones such as Larimar, Angel Light, Tourmaline. There's so many beautiful pyrite even. Amethyst is great. Amethyst is a common stone, but so powerful for connecting to spirit. All of these can amplify your intention and get you where you want to be.
You know, Lisa, the more you talk about this stuff, the more I personally want to know more. And the purpose of Envision Crystal Clear is to put it out there that there's so much more to not just the crystals that we know, but how to use them and what to do with them. So I look forward to the next one. I look forward to learning more, and I appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much, Brian.